crap, syphilis, and, you know, on a weekend, on a weekly basis, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, because he didn't have penicillin until lately, you know? And all, and, like, well, I understand what bull crap is. You know what bull crap is, don't you?
Yeah.
It's where you took a bull durum sack and you stick it over the head of it, you know? And you tie it around it, you know, and it's supposed to absorb the, you know, and he said it'd swell up and bust and pus up and all like that, and then, you know, go away. I assume he thought that was the cure for it, and that's why it went away. But syphilis and all that stuff on its own will go away.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine over the years, it just eat him up inside is what it was. He didn't even know any better. You know, and he's talking about how he used to take roll papers of cigarettes with, I think, aspirin rolled up inside of it, you know, and gets the high. He said he'd be driving along, and he said he wouldn't even know where he was at. He said his mind being a fog. He said with his eyes open or eyes closed, he said like if he had his head in a cloud. It was cloudy. He could tell there was things going on around him. He said he stayed like 3 days, you know, messed up and all. And they talk about drinking, you know, like he could drink beer like you would drink water. He never got high and he never got drunk. He said he had to drink liquor straight. And then he had to drink a lot of it just to get drunk. You know, I mean, he could hold it.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he could drink a fifth and talk to you just as well as if he never drank it at all.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, well, shoot, I drank two beers. And, gosh, I'm not going to talk to anybody. But, you know, and then, but I thought, you know, I don't know, they just said, like I said, you know, he used to have a little tube, he'd run back down to his moonshine in the back, and
mm-hmm.
he'd stick the straw in and drink it up, you know. Hey, there was something else, though, I swear. He talked about the rumble seat, and he was in the service, you know, and he was in the mess hall. And he used to trade with people in, I think, what was it, in the medical thing. He'd trade them food for gallons of straight alcohol. You know, not rubbing, but grain alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he said he could go back there and get gallons of grapefruit juice or grape juice or something. He'd mix him up a big batch of it. Said he'd walk around the mess hall all day long drunk. Said he'd eat a little bit, you know, and have his glass of mixed drink, drink all day, walk around. Said he got in real good with some officer, and he said the officer used to come over and he'd give him a gallon of the grain alcohol, and he'd keep some for himself, and he said he never got in trouble because the officer depended upon him to get him his supply, you know? And so he'd actually let in Tommy, he's, like I said, he used to fool with moonshine. I think Revenue caught him once because they come up to his house wanting to buy something. I forget how he trusted him enough to sell him something because, you know, you didn't sell it but to who you knew,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And, they'll tell you about what they are, what all they remember and stuff like that. But they're cars. Y'all listen, I laugh. I enjoy the daily time. And, like, you can tell about them, like, they have what they believe to be what they want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you tell them different. Because
mm-hmm.
they'll, you know, like Mr. He'll pull out his knife, tell you, while he's cussing you, tell him, come on outside. So he don't mess up the store. But for Mr. Huff, tell him, if you want to fight, get outside. You know, but shoot, boy, they believe what they want,
mm-hmm.
the way they want to believe it. You don't tell them different. It's
mm-hmm.
just what they want, or the way they want to believe it. But
this is out here where you grew up, huh?
Yeah.
Where is that exactly? Where, now, you took me out
that of used to be Heathensville. And this old Mr. now, Mr. put Heathensville, Georgia on the side of his calf truck. And he didn't keep it on it 2 days before the police pulled him over and made him take it off. They didn't like that. And that's way out in the county. It's a lot different now. It used to be nothing but woods and certain houses around there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. wife, father, because she's about